verses to comfort, calm, and encourage. The most significant thing we can do when we're anxious, afraid, or overwhelmed, and in need of comfort, is to turn to the one who knows us completely and loves us best, the God of all comfort. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort. 2 Corinthians 1:3. Our God is not a God of some comfort in some circumstances, at some times, or if we deserve it. Our God is the God of all comfort. The word comfort, traced back to its earliest Latin roots, means together strength. That definition has slowly evolved to mean a state of physical ease and freedom from pain or constraint, the easing or alleviation of a person's feelings of grief or distress. How interesting that what began as together strength has morphed into freedom from pain. God never promised us pain-free lives. What He promises us is that He is with us. He will never leave us and never forsake us. And surely I am with you always, God said, to the very end of the age. Matthew 28:20. That is together strength. God with us, always, no matter what, to the very end of the age. Lord, may your unfailing love be our comfort. Psalm 119:76. Verses to calm anxiety. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. Philippians 4:6. Anxiety weighs down the heart, but a kind word cheers it up. Proverbs 12:25. When anxiety was great within me, your consolation brought me great joy. Psalm 94:19. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Philippians 4:8. Verses to calm fear. So we can say with confidence, the Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. Hebrews 13:6. I sought the Lord and He answered me. He delivered me from all my fears. Psalm 34:4. When I am afraid, I put my trust in you. Psalm 56:3. But now, this is what the Lord says. Do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine. Isaiah 43:1. There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear. 1 John 4:18. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Psalm 23:4. The Lord is with me. I will not be afraid. Psalm 118:6. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Isaiah 41:10. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Joshua 1:9. Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified or afraid because of them, for the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Deuteronomy 31:6. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of sound mind. 2 Timothy 1:7. Verses for troubled times. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he brought them out of their distress. He stilled the storm to a whisper. The waves of the sea were hushed. They were glad when it grew calm, and he guided them to their desired haven. Psalm 107:28 through 30. Do not let your hearts be troubled. John 14:1. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Psalm 46:1. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in our troubles so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves receive from God. For just as we share abundantly in the sufferings of Christ, so also our comfort abounds through Christ. 2 Corinthians 1:3 through 5. Peace I leave you with. My peace I give you. I do not give you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. John 14:27. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. When you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. Isaiah 43:2 through 3. Verses for peace and rest. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Matthew 11:28. Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. Psalm 91:1. In peace I will lie down and sleep, for you alone, Lord, make me dwell in safety. Psalm 4:8. You will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast, because they trust in you. Isaiah 26:3. The Lord replied, my presence will go with you, and I will give you rest. Exodus 33:14. There remains, then, a Sabbath rest for the people of God. Hebrews 4:9. I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. John 16:33. Now may the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times in every way. 2 Thessalonians 3:16. Verses to strengthen and encourage. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. Isaiah 40:31. Because the hand of the Lord, my God, was on me, I took courage. Ezra 7:28. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Joshua 1:9. Be strong and let us fight bravely for our people and the cities of our God. The Lord will do what is good in his sight. 2 Samuel 10:12. Do not be afraid, you who are highly esteemed, he said. Peace, be strong now, be strong. Daniel 10:19. Wait for the Lord, be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord. Psalm 27:14. Be strong and take heart, all you who hope in the Lord. Psalm 31:24. But blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in him. They will be like a tree planted by the water that sends out its roots by the stream. It does not fear when the heat comes. Its leaves are always green. It has no worries in a year of drought and never fails to bear fruit. Jeremiah 17:7-8. I eagerly expect and hope that I will in no way be ashamed, but will have sufficient courage so that now as always, Christ will be exalted in my body, whether by life or by death. Philippians 1:20. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Ephesians 6:10.